In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The context for the Gospel today is a little puzzling at first, because typically our Lord does not seem to work miracles for the sake of working miracles. Whenever our Savior works a marvelous deed of power, he does so either to relieve the hungry, as he did in the miracle of the loaves and fishes, which is mentioned at the beginning of today's gospel, to relieve the material wants, to cure the sick, some kind of physical healing or providence, or he works a miracle in order to show his power to his group of disciples, to bring them further into the knowledge that he is the Son of God. But in the miracle today, his walking on water, it's as almost as if it happens by accident. He does not summon his disciples to come and watch him walk on water, and there is no material benefit anyone gets from this miracle. This miracle shows us, I think, how surprising Jesus Christ is. It reminds us that we are dealing here with no ordinary man. We are dealing with the incarnate Son of God, the eternal Word who became man. And for the Son of God, to walk on water is really no different than to walk on ground. And it's almost as if we catch our Lord unawares, and this surprise encounter between himself and the disciples shows how real is his claim to divinity. Some of you may know, and forgive me for bringing personal experience, but I've just returned from a walking pilgrimage to Martyr Shrine with 14 young people and a number of adults. And while we certainly didn't walk on water, we did get a new appreciation of walking about 135 kilometers from our church here in Lindsay to the site of the martyrdom of St. John de Brébeuf and St. Gabriel Lallemand. As we were walking along under the sun, under storm clouds, it occurred to me that this walking on water of our Lord is a beautiful image for faith. Because faith is something very ordinary. Faith is the movement of our intellect and will to accept and live by truth. But it is a truth that is different. It is not a scientific or a mathematical truth that we can demonstrate or prove by experiment. It is a truth that is personal. By that, I don't mean subjective or, you know, there's my truth and your truth, but it is a truth that is built above all on trust. We believe in God because we have an experience of trusting him. And so we know that what he tells us in Jesus Christ, his Son, is a message in which we can have absolute confidence. It is an ordinary act like walking, but it is like walking on water because it is an act of supernatural trust. And in order to do so, we need to be close to the source of supernatural grace. Our lives need to be close to God who gives us the grace to walk before him in faith. And so the real obstacles to faith, I think, are not so much intellectual problems and doubts, although, yes, we need to address them. But I think more often where we stumble is when we begin to live apart from the gospel, when we are dishonest with ourselves, when we try to ignore our sins or excuse them. In that way, we take our eyes off the Lord and fail to walk toward him. We get frightened, and like St. Peter, we begin to sink. And so if our faith may be at times overwhelmed by the waves of this world, then perhaps we need to turn our eyes back to the Lord. We need to make a good confession. We need to make peace with those we have offended. We need to seek out the Lord again. And the thing is, we will find him right where we left him. We will find him looking for us. We will find him, the Good Shepherd, coming after us, hoping that we will come back to him. And so as we continue with Holy Mass, let us ask the Lord for the gift of a strong faith, a faith that is not rocked, is not overcome by the waves of this world, a faith that seeks him, and a faith that says, Lord, save me, because he is the only one who can do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.